This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Can't see Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. And right now, time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate your time. Yesterday, Jerry Jones, Shoddy, and Stephen Jones got their opportunities to tell the world what their plan is going to be. Put everybody on notice. We're coming after your coaches. We're coming after your players. Be afraid.
Yeah. Hide your coaches. Hide your players. We're signing everybody.
And they didn't do that. And I'm kind of like, I want them to do that. Kind of like, Kevin, we were discussing, oh man, here we go. You know, we were discussing how cool it would be, though, if Stranger Things was like
the secret episode.
We are going to drop a secret episode on you. And yeah, it does go back on everything we told you that the last episode was. And yeah, you paid $20 to go to the theater and see it because those theaters were sold out, by the way.
Yeah.
But they didn't. But how cool would it have been? Because Kevin, has any show ever done that? I can't think of a show that's been like, nah, we were just joking. Here's the real one.
Yeah, I don't.
You suckers.
I don't think so. The closest
they're scared.
The closest I've ever seen is like the end of the second Newhart show where he wakes up and it was just a dream from the first Newhart show. But at least that was like in the same episode.
Yeah, now this was would have been a complete twist to like throw everybody out. I would have loved it. It would have been, and then using TikTok and Instagram and Twitter, the buzz from that to put it into another area. I love that idea because nobody's ever done anything like that. And I would like somebody to have the balls to do it. You know, go out there and show us that you can challenge what's norm and and do something different out there. Hell, we challenged norm before. And won. Jerry Jones, though, was talking yesterday. And yes, Kevin, we are going to go out of order here. I'm sorry.
Hey, okay, so real quick, for anybody who's like, well, what the hell does that mean? So we have a cut sheet every day that Alec gets all of this audio. And the dream, I think, of all of us is that one day we will go through that cut sheet one by one in complete order and get all the audio cuts played, because there's all kinds of times that we get audio that Alec gets and we don't actually play it. Sorry about that, buddy. I always think we'll play it.
Jerry did say this yesterday, though. Let's go cut 10. He said this yesterday, and I kind of want to discuss what this means.
The very best of what we were trying to get involving the Micah Parsons trade is all out there ahead of us. It's all ahead of us. We've got some of it on the field already. We're going to get more of it on the field in the draft. The very best of that trade is out there.
Now, Kevin, I'm sure that we can go through and be like, yeah, but you don't have a second or third round pick.
Right.
You don't have this, this, and this. He is right about
I get it.
The fact that what we got in return from Kenny Clark is part of what's on the field for us already.
For sure.
They feel like they had to do some things so they could get Quinnen Williams. Like it sounds like they felt like they had to acquire another pick.
Yeah.
So that they could make that happen.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. But now he's saying the very best part. What he's saying is that draft pick. These two number ones are something we can build a foundation on. And that's what the very best future is because A, that's young, and B, we have some money that we can go spend in free agency. Whether or not they actually accomplish those things is not what I'm trying to discuss right now. The reality is, though, this is an exciting thing to have.
Yeah.
To have the extra pick
and to have
the money. Now, the next thing he said on this, which I did not want the audio, but the next thing he said was we could have never had Pickens and Micah and Williams all at the same time.
Not true.
And that's incorrect information. That I don't know if he sits there and pines over the salary cap or if somebody just tells him. So maybe he was just like, hold on, somebody told me this. Why are y'all letting me say this?
Whoever's telling you that, Jerry, is 100% wrong.
But it is true that they are now using this, what the Cowboys like, and the hope of the future is all before us.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to go on now is that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you on that.
Then he also threw this one in there. Now, Kevin, I know that he completely threw us off air whenever we were like, hold on. Did he just say we could have been looking for a head coach?
What a weird thing that was to say.
But he has goals. These goals are lofty.
My goal in life is to retire as the owner that won the most Super Bowls. That's my goal.
Really?
Well, what's fascinating, Alec, I think if you remember too, Steven cuts in there and he's like, you got some work to do.
Man, shout out to him for that. Because he needs to win at least three more to tie, right?
What's his goal? Play it again. What's the goal?
My goal in life is to retire as the owner that won the most Super Bowls.
Okay.
Won the most.
All right, not tied now, for the most.
Now, Robert Kraft afterwards can win another one and tie him, but he's like, when I'm done, I want to have the most. He needs seven, so he needs four. Kevin.
0%. I don't know where this question's going. If your question is that, 0.00000001%.
You threw a 0.1 in there.
Yeah, because like anything can happen. So you got to allow for that possibility.
All right. Well,
like with the Stranger Things bonus episode. Yeah, anything could have happened.
I kept telling my kid, I was like, dude, just.
Yeah.
And he goes, I've never wanted anything this bad. And I was like, wow. You're 18, living in your parents' house.
Go get a job. You know what's going to happen, though?
I wanted that a little bit, too, though.
Look, and this weekend, it's going to say Stranger Things, new episode. But it's going to be a documentary. So don't fall for that.
I will. I'll watch the documentary,
sure,
too.
I will, too.
So Kevin says 0% before I even ask the question.
I'm assuming that's your
Alec,
question.
I'm going to turn my attention to you now. What are the chances that Kevin and his wife stay together forever?
Okay, that is not cool.
I'm just joking.
I thought it was going to be that he wins the most Super Bowls.
All right, what is the percentage chance that Jerry Jones can retire with the most ever Super Bowls?
Ooh, like 10%?
Wow.
Because I think there is always a chance.
10%?
He called you a hater.
You think there's a 10% chance the Cowboys are going to win four Super Bowls in the next, 15 years?
Because I feel like zero is just lame. Because I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. But the NFL, as a certain person that won a Super Bowl that works here from 2 to 7 always says, the NFL is a strange lady. So I don't want to rule it out, especially
Alec,
with how stupid the NFC has been.
I will let you put down whatever amount of money you want in the world, and I will give you 10-1 odds on whatever amount of money that you want, that the Cowboys, if you win and the Cowboys get four more Super Bowls while Jerry's still alive, whatever amount of money you want to put down, I will give you 10-1 odds against that.
I would rather put money on the Panthers making the Super Bowl
this
year.
All right.
I told you, I don't think it's going to happen, but I think saying 0% is just lame. I'm gonna put out a solid but unrealistic
10%
number.
10% is insane.
No, I don't think it is because this team doesn't make sense, does it? This franchise doesn't make sense.
Oh, man, that's the most thing that's made sense ever.
Yeah.
I don't even know that I said that makes sense.
I make dollars.
Not with that bet, you're not.
Isn't that a Post Malone line? How can I make sense when I got money on my mind?
Yeah, that is. Good job.
So basically what Alex said is that Kevin's a hater and that he believes more that weird crap can happen in the world. And I appreciate that.
That's fine. I accept. If I'm a hater for not thinking the Cowboys are going to win 4 Super Bowls in the next 10 to 15 years, come on.
All right, Kevin, I have some information that I'd like to dive in on. Because somebody said, Corey, would you put a dollar on that Jerry Jones prop bet? Yeah, I'd put a dollar on that.
Hey, Jerry, if you're listening, I will offer the same wager to you that I did Alec Medford. Now, you can't put whatever amount of money you want on it because I might not be able to match a lot of those. Look, I probably play too small time for him to be interested, but I will make that wager with him as well.
If he won one more before retiring, would that validate anything for him with the fan base? It took him 30 years to figure out how to do it on his own.
I don't know. I think it would validate everything for him.
Like for him.
For him. I really do. But for the fan base, I'm going to say no. It would depend on the circumstances. I'm going to say no. But I think for him, he'd be like, all right, I'm good.
Does it look to you as if they have a plan in place that can get that started within the next 2 years?
No. But that's because if they do have a plan, they're not sharing it. Like, you heard it yesterday. It was nothing but vagaries, which is probably smart because if you're like, yeah, we're going after the dude from Denver and here's our free agency list. That's probably not a good idea. I don't know that they have a concrete plan other than, it'll work out.
Yeah, I think a lot of ideas hit them on the run and they're like, ooh, that sounds fun. How do we do that? And then people are like, oh, we can't actually. All right, crap. Well, let's go to the next one.
Yeah.
And then that ends up a lot of times. You got to go hunting for, he was talking about hunting. You got to go hunting for the thing you want. And if you're going to go hunt out there and you're like, we'll settle for this smaller one, that's not going to end up benefiting you. And the Cowboys need to go find their big fish. Make that happen. You know what I'm saying there.
I do.
Kevin, the Super Bowl 2026 survivors, which team is going to hoist the trophy based on some title trends? We'll do more of these tomorrow, too.
Ooh.
One title trend. You must be elite on one side of the ball. The last 12, the last 12 and 59 of 56 Super Bowl champions.
Wait, what was that number?
The
56 of 59?
56 of 59. Did I say 59 of 56?
Yeah. I was like, hold on.
I should have, six and nine. Six goes before nine.
I gotcha.
We're top 7 in scoring offense or scoring defense or both.
Wow.
So, now that doesn't mean that you're going to.
Yeah, no, but you need to be really a contender.
You know what that means?
Who's out?
Bears, Niners, Steelers, Packers, Chargers, and Panthers. All but one were at the bottom of my list.
That's
the Bears.
So they're out.
A team that I know a lot more about than a lot of people out
there. Oh, my God,
stop
this.
So that's the teams that are out there. You also must make critical stops. None of the last 18 Super Bowl champions were bottom 10 in NFL third down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Down conversion rate.
Oh, okay.
Allowed.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to stop on third down, which Kevin had the Cowboys do at that this year.
They were abysmal. The absolute worst in the NFL.
Eliminates one team. You know what team that is?
No.
The Bills.
Oh.
Bills can't stop anybody on third down. The trenches. 21 of the last 23 Super Bowl champions had a positive sack differential.
Okay.
So you got to have sacks. Sacks stop people on third down, Kevin.
Yeah.
Cowboys, how were they on sacks this year?
Terrible.
How are the Broncos?
They're awesome.
Eliminates two teams, the Patriots and Jaguars.
Ooh.
So two of Alex's favorite teams out.
Oh, man. Kind of feels like he's doing this list just to show that you were wrong.
Clutch kicks. I know you guys are big on kickers. Y'all think they're the most important player on the team.
Here come the Jags.
Only one of the last 25 Super Bowl champions ranked bottom five in the NFL in field goal percentage.
Okay.
This now eliminates the Eagles and Rams. And then the turnover battle. Only two of the last 41 Super Bowl champions ranked bottom five in NFL in either giveaways or takeaways. And that was the Broncos and Seahawks. So, Kevin, that was the Broncos and Seahawks are out is what I'm saying. After eliminating all those teams,
okay,
there is one team left standing that delivers on every single one of those points. And that is the Houston Texans. The team that was, I believe, 7 for both of us on our list is the Houston Texans. Stout defense, makes big stops. Top in defense in the top 7. They have a good field goal percentage. Do you believe in the Texans? You love Stroud.
I do, and their defense is something. And
Jaden Higgins is turning it up.
I believe in the Reggie effect.
Oh, wow. Anywhere Reggie goes, they turn into number ones.
Yeah. So, all right. I guess it's going to be the Houston Texans.
There you go. Change everything.
That are going to win the Super Bowl.
We'll have to ask Reggie to come on our show at some point.
Oh, okay.
How was the Super Bowl, buddy?
Okay.
We don't know. We've never been to one.
Oh, my gosh. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Hey, it's a power ranking kind of day. So coming up next, let's power rank the playoff quarterbacks. I want to see who you think is the worst and who is the best of the playoff quarterbacks. We will dive into that next right here on The Fan.
Williams, pressure, throwing, corner has a man, it is caught! Touchdown, J.J. Walker, unbelievable!
Man, that was a badass call. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan, 877-881-1053, Frankel, Injury Attorney text line. If you want to get involved in the conversation, or the Twitch, or the YouTube, give us your top three, top five quarterbacks in the playoffs, starting quarterbacks in this year's playoffs. But you know how we always like to start this. Who is the worst starting quarterback in the playoffs?
I think Aaron Rodgers deserves a spot.
Whoa!
Here. He's not.
No, I get it.
He's not throwing like a great quarterback.
I get it.
But I do feel like, because it's his first entry, that a lot of people might refer to Bryce Young as a potential terrible quarterback.
Alec, can you see a world in which Bryce Young is the worst starting quarterback in the playoffs?
I can see a world because we're living in it. That is unfortunately the truth. It's just the truth. I mean, Rodgers, he has the playoff cachet and everything, and Corey's right. He hasn't been there yet. People are just going to count him out because of that, and I'm doing just that.
Okay, well, congratulations, you guys. Both the USA Today and Sports Illustrated think that Bryce Young is the worst quarterback in the playoffs. Now, it varies a little bit from there.
Sam Darnold.
No.
They left Sam Darnold off the list too, huh?
No, they didn't leave Sam Darnold off the list.
You see a world where that would happen.
You jerks. Would you rather go with the USA Today or Sports Illustrated for the rest of this list?
Which Sports Illustrated? The old version or?
The real version, not the I own a computer, so now I work for Sports Illustrated.
You took this out of a magazine?
Okay, well, like the Sports Illustrated website, the real website.
I could see you ripping a page out of a magazine, though.
Yeah, because that's what I would do all the time and bring it in my folder. And you guys would make fun of me because I would also cut things out of the newspaper.
Those were coupons. That's what
we
made fun of.
No, I cut articles out sometimes, too, and highlight the things I liked.
No, I know.
I could have worked in 1950s radio.
Let's go with USA Today.
Okay, USA Today. Tell me if you have an egregious issue with any of these next ones. 13, Aaron Rodgers. 12, Bo Nix.
I'm in shock about Aaron Rodgers. How could anybody say that?
Didn't you just say you thought he might be the worst?
Oh, yeah. Good point. Bo Nix, that's interesting because he does lean heavily on that defense. His touchdown to interception ratio, I think it was like, what, 25 to 11? Like, he wasn't great.
Yeah.
But he makes big throws.
Look, like these, Bo Nix makes clutch throws and also awful throws. And you're like, the crap in hell was that?
I don't understand him. But the defense is so good that they get the wins. So I think that's, yes, I think I'm trying to go, hold on, his team's better. But he's probably in the hierarchy of quarterbacks. He's probably down there.
He is number 12. C.J. Stroud is 11. And Jalen Hurts is number 10. Alec, is that a shaking your head at Jalen Hurts not being good, or you disapprove of this list?
I would put Stroud ahead of him because everything that you and Corey just said about Bo Nix exactly translates to Jalen Hurts this season. You have the big time clutch moments, then you have the stuff that makes you say, what in the world is he playing American football or something else? And then the defense is amazing, so they don't have to rely on him fully. I think CJ Stroud has quietly had a solid season and has bounced back a little bit compared to last year. So I would just shift those. I know it's a one-spot difference, but I would shift those.
I like Stroud more than that, too.
I'm going to give you the first ever opportunity to switch lists with two pieces of information. Here's your information. I told you on the USA Today list, C.J. Stroud is 11 and Jalen Hurts is 10. On the Sports Illustrated list, C.J. Stroud is 6 and Jalen Hurts is 4. Would you like to switch lists? Or stay the course.
Alec, he's asking you, I think.
Alec wants to stay the course because he hates number 4.
Yeah,
Hurts.
I want to stay the course. Hurts is not top 5 in this playoff.
Hold on. Based on that question, do I now have a 66% chance of winning what's behind door number 2?
That's correct. I have revealed where the Zoink prize is, or the Zonk prize. All right. Let's move it to the top 10. I already told you Hurts is 10. Sam Darnold, 9. Caleb Williams, 8. Justin Herbert, overrated at 7. And Trevor Lawrence is number 6. Do you have a particular issue with any of those rankings?
All right, so I think Trevor Lawrence should be higher.
Ooh.
I think Caleb Williams should be higher too, but he still has something
to prove. Should you put Caleb ahead of Herbert?
At this moment, I would.
Would you put him ahead of Lawrence?
No.
Okay. All right. So the top 5, not in this order, is Stafford, Love, May, Allen,
dude, Love's,
and Purdy.
Love's interesting because Bo Nix in a game, you're like, what the hell's going on? Jordan Love in a 4-week span. Is that like 1 week you're like, dude, greatest quarterback ever on the planet, dude can spin it,
sure,
and then the next week you're like, where in the hell did his offense go?
Yeah,
and I don't know how much that, you know, falls on Christian Watson's health or Reed. I have no clue, but there's some weeks where you're just like, what's going on with this guy? Love's interesting because it feels like that team should be better too.
Would you put Lawrence ahead of any of those guys?
I don't. I I want to, but I think that that's a. I think that it's more that what Jacksonville's doing more team thing than quarterback specific.
All right, so we're down to the top five quarterbacks. The quarterbacks in question are Purdy, Stafford, Allen, May, and Love. What's the order you would have them in?
I think Stafford won.
Okay.
May, I might go May too.
Ooh.
I think, dude, May's a lot of fun to watch play.
Okay.
And he makes really good throws. Then I'll throw Josh Allen in there.
Okay.
So that's my top three right now. I'll wait for Alec's top three.
All right, Alec, who would be your top three?
Who? Top three would be, I think I'd go May. Ooh. At one.
He loves the Patriots.
I do.
He might as well eat clam chowder every day.
Chowder!
Chowder!
Not.
Say chowder!
Chowder! I would do... Yeah, I would do May number one.
Mark that.
May number one.
Stafford two, and then Allen three.
Okay. Well, the USA Today has gone against you guys.
Well, what's new?
For sure. Number one, they have Josh Allen. Number two, Stafford. Three, May. And then they go Jordan Love, four, and Brock Purdy, five.
Okay, let's go through this real quick. Josh Allen's one.
And by the way, if you would have picked Sports, yes, if you would have picked Sports Illustrated, Josh Allen is number one in Sports Illustrated as well. So let me ask you this to start. He has the most playoff wins ever for a quarterback who's never made the playoffs, but he's never won a road playoff game, and he's not one of the two in contention for MVP like May and Stafford. Why is he number one?
Never made the Super Bowl. I think because he does everything. I don't think that his team is the best, but Josh Allen does everything.
I got you.
And he's carried those teams a lot of times to where they are.
Do not disagree with that.
So I think that's why a lot of people, like Matt Stafford doesn't run. Matt Stafford is, he's going to stand in the pocket and sling it.
So do you think he suffers from like LeBron? Drake
May's early in it,
okay.
Right? So
do you think Josh Allen suffers from like the LeBron Cleveland syndrome where he like took that team as far as conceivably possible and people were like, yeah, but you lost in the finals, so you're a bum.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's a little fatigue of like watching him. He still does special things on the field. And people are like, yeah, oh well. When early on you're like, holy crap, did you see what this young guy just did?
Yeah.
And then he still does special things on the field. I think we just take a lot of it for granted because he hasn't won a championship. Because Mahomes has been in the way. This is a fascinating list without Mahomes, by the way.
Yes.
Like it really is.
It is very strange.
It really is interesting because how many times in the last few years were we like, I mean, we have to go Mahomes one.
Yeah.
You just have to because you can't count out the A's.
Is that one of the reasons this playoff feels so weird?
Yeah.
Is because you're like, well, you always got to get through the Chiefs. And you're like, no, you don't have to do anything.
Nothing's definitive. Nothing's definitive with this playoff group at all. Other than, like, you have some certain sides of the ball you believe in, but you don't have a team that you're like, that's the one. That's the definitive team that's going to run through everybody.
All right, which do you think would be more likely? I might know where Alec goes with this. Do you think it's more likely that Drake May puts his stamp on things and says, I'm here to stay, or Josh Allen gets his Super Bowl breakthrough?
Ooh. All right. What you told me...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Alec yesterday, I know he says be damned, but about the strength of schedule for the Patriots, I told you a stat during some playoff that just like stuck in your mind. Oh, it was the World Series.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't get over this. And I think this is happening now to me where I'm like, maybe the Patriots aren't as good as I watched. And I know what I saw, but now I'm like, crap, were they playing bad teams the whole time? And that's why I think it's more likely because the field's very tough on Super Bowl. I think it's more likely that May can put his stamp on the playoffs.
And for whatever it's worth, Alec, Drake May, there's been some movement back and forth, and it depends on where you go. But obviously, Drake May is right there, and in some spots, still the favorite to be MVP, and Mike Vrabel is the favorite to be Coach of the Year. So there's plenty of steam on the Patriots, but same question, I think I know where you're going to go with this. More likely that Drake May announces that I'm here to stay as an elite quarterback or Josh Allen breaks through to the Super Bowl.
I do think it's Drake May stamping his name and saying that he's here to stay because I do think the team is just better in New England, where I know the stat. And yes, Corey, I say to be damned with that.
I'm letting it invade.
But I do think that Josh Allen is going to fall victim to a bad front office again and just overall roster construction. The defense isn't as good as New England's. The offense in general isn't as good. I think that Josh Allen could have a 400 passing yard game and lose in the playoffs. Drake May could have a 245 passing yard game where he throws four touchdown passes and only has three incompletions on the day and they win by 10. You know, that's just the way the teams are set up right now. There's a lot of hero ball on one side. There's a lot of complimentary football on the other. I think Drake May would take it.
First thing I wanted to add to this, Kevin, Josh McDaniels is the coordinator for the Patriots. You know, I'm not a fan.
Right.
But I do love this story. He went up to Joe Mazzulla and drew up a couple of pre-snap motion plays for him to visualize how they could use those plays in basketball.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, here's how we do it, just so you can do some pre-snap stuff before you inbound your pass. And I think I love that. I hate Josh McDaniels, but I love that. And then add this question. I love this question from the 806. If Josh Allen's not able to do it with Mahomes, Lamar, and Burrow gone, what does that do to his legacy?
Man, that is a good question because I feel like it was, you know, it was the years. I think the Rockets could have beaten the Bulls one of those 2 years that Jordan, or 1.5 years where Jordan wasn't there the whole time. But I'm sure
it's a great practice.
But I'm sure every team in the NBA was like, this is our shot.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Josh Allen is like, good night. This is my shot. I can't beat Bo Nix. Because if you can't beat Bo Nix and Drake May now, well, you can't help but wonder, like, theoretically, they should get better. I know that's not how it always works. By the way, two more quick notes for you. Marshawn Lattimore, the Commanders cornerback, has been arrested in Ohio on concealed weapons charge. And then, not to say that the Supreme Court will take this up, but the NFL has filed a petition with the United States Supreme Court as to whether civil action is in the Brian Flores case. They want essentially the Supreme Court to determine whether it has to be resolved in court or in arbitration. So you could see, I don't know, NFL v. Flores end up at the Supreme Court to decide the appropriate venue to figure that out to begin with, because obviously the NFL doesn't want any part of something that becomes public record in court.
How do you think that would go?
I mean, I would rather see the Gruden case in court just because...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm just going, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Trying to see what you'd say next.
Oh, all right. We're the KNC Masterpiece. I'm sorry, I don't understand. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with the fellas.
Yeah.
Shut up. Okay. From the G-Bag Nation next, right here on The Fan.
Stars with a shot. Foxa, it's loose. He scores. Radek Foxa jumped on the loose puck. A shorthanded goal. Foxa's been involved with all of them for Dallas this year, and he breaks the seal down a man.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan, where the Stars finally won again. Woohoo!
Yeah, baby!
Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is it today?
Pretty dang good, Hagee. How are you?
I'm good. Would you guys like to talk some Stars, or would you like to get to college football and start breaking it down?
I'd probably vote college football.
Okay.
To me.
Yeah. How are you guys feeling, and what is your intrigue level for tonight's game for two teams? We talked about it. Ole Miss starts, and like whether or not you think Tulane belonged in the bracket. Regardless, they annihilated them. Then in the Sugar Bowl, they beat a Georgia team that a lot of people were like, "You watch out for that Georgia team," and they move in to the semifinals. Miami goes on the road, defeats Texas A&M, and then really controls the game against Ohio State. That I think a lot of people still thought Ohio State was the favorite to win this whole thing, despite the fact that they had just lost to Indiana. So two teams with strong resumes going into the semifinals tonight.
Yeah, tonight we're scouting. We're scouting the Miami Hurricanes for a tackle and a couple of edges and seeing what else they put up there. I think tomorrow's
nickel corner too, probably. Got some
please.
Defensive backs.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's game is more interesting just because I think because of the implied power of those two teams, I think either one will be favored in the Natty.
Yeah, and that is true. So if you look at the hierarchy of Vegas, they've got Indiana 1, Oregon 2, Miami 3, and Ole Miss 4. And then that other game will have what some people believe will be the number 1 versus the number 2 pick. How do you guys see it playing out this evening? Scouting aside, who do you think is going to win?
Everybody's nervous about this one. I think it's
the fans.
I think it's a coin flip game. I mean, the
Miami's favored by 3.
Yeah, but
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's Brad.
I think the stylistic matchup is interesting tonight because Miami wants to control the ball. They want to get pressure on the quarterback, but Trinidad Chambliss, he doesn't get pressured. They get the ball out super quick. They go up tempo. They throw a lot of stuff, just as soon as he gets the ball out of the snap, he's getting rid of it. Quan Lacy's really, really good running the ball as well. So, I mean, I think the matchup of the Ole Miss offense versus the Miami defense is going to be fascinating because Miami needs to get after the quarterback, and you kind of get that neutralized. You saw it versus SMU. You saw it versus Louisville this year where Miami wasn't able to win those games, and it's a similar kind of offense, except Trinidad Chambliss is far and away the best quarterback they've seen all season.
And for Chambliss, the weird undercurrent that we discussed a little bit ago of you could be two wins away from having a D2 national title and a Division I national title and potentially defending it next year, or tonight could be the last college game that you ever play, but you're not going to find out for a little bit.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that is interesting.
That's weird,
the perspective,
right?
Walking
yeah.
onto the field, not knowing where this is all going here and what's next for you, but what a story it's been for him and the year that he's had winning the D2 Natty and then coming back, giving himself a chance right now, and the plays he made, and I don't know, can you count on him making those superhuman-type plays like he was doing in the fourth quarter versus Georgia? I mean,
he's going to need to, though, right?
He's probably going to need to, but also, Miami's offense is going to need to score some points.
Yeah, Carson Beck, this is probably going to be the game where you're going to need to see him finally step up. I mean, he didn't have to do much because their defense has been so good in the first two, right? And obviously, there was one touchdown scored in the A&M game, but I think tonight might be one where Carson Beck, go earn that NIL money, bro. If you guys want to get to the national championship, you're going to have to step up and make a play or two. I am going to lean Miami in this one, but the storyline is just incredible with Ole Miss and everything that's gone on with the coaches.
Yeah. Is it the whole country rooting
it's
for Ole Miss?
Yeah, they are. I think so.
I'm rooting for Miami for selfish reasons, but other than that, I see the appeal. Okay. I would like it if Miami won by 17 and then the finals by 21. I'd be like,
Eric doesn't consider you part of the country, is what I just learned.
Oh, so, man, yeah. That's Sometimes. Yeah. I get it.
It can
but
happen.
But most people, I'm sure,
just
are
the general
voting for
conventional wisdom right now. And I do think there's a likability factor with all four of these remaining teams. Mm-hmm. Like, even Indiana being the power that they are right now, it's still, in a lot of ways, Indiana. And you're like, what is still an underdog story? Incredible. What a turnaround. Mendoza's super likable.
Never won a championship.
Oregon's never won.
Yep. Yeah.
Ole Miss hasn't won since the 60s.
Yeah. I mean,
it's fresh blood. And I think this is kind of what we were. This is the NIL era now. And it's fun because it used to just be Alabama, Clemson, Georgia. It was the same teams that were always going to be in this thing. And then now you've got the Final Four where you're looking around like, this is a little bit strange. Like outside of Miami, and they've been down for the last 10 to 15 years.
Yeah,
25.
I mean, this is pretty bizarre.
Yeah, we could get a Northwestern Wyoming at some point.
Can't wait for North Texas.
Oh, my God, I can't believe they did that.
That sounds absurd. But just a few years ago, if you're like, yeah, look out for Indiana, Texas Tech, and Ole Miss, they're really going to dominate the scene, you'd have been like, what?
Mm-hmm. Indiana wins it all. They're undefeated. They're like truly undefeated on the season, like an all-time juggernaut
season. Go with the 76
season.
Hoops team.
Yeah, dude.
That's wild.
I need another Hoosiers movie.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go with Ole Miss in the points tonight, though. If
okay.
I'm getting down gambling. I don't know if I have the guts to take them on the money line, but I'm intrigued by Chambliss against these edges because, as Chief said, it's probably the best quarterback they've faced. He is a quarterback that probably has higher foot speed than both those guys, so can you contain him, or is he going to get loose and make first down with his legs? I think that could be the difference tonight.
Does the 6:30 start time annoy you for
yes.
professional reasons? Would it
yes.
annoy you both. Anyway?
It would annoy me less if I was getting off at 2:00 today.
Yeah.
You know, I'd probably be
sure.
less annoyed.
Sure.
But the idea that we work till 7:00, I'll miss the first hour of the game.
I would rather an early start.
Miss first hour of the game.
I would rather an early start than one at 9:00 or something like that.
Yeah. No, but how hard is it to go like 7:15 kickoff?
7:30. Yeah, but for the East Coast, that's
6:30. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What
screw them.
It's a 6:30 kick.
It'll be a 40 kick, probably.
Not one of those like 6:30 pregame.
No, it's a 6:30 kick.
Oh,
just like that national championship game has been 6:30. I'm like, why?
I got to take Lucy to therapy until 6:30.
Oh, I don't know if they factored that in when
nobody was thinking about
that. They should have.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
that. They should have
that.
Checked in.
Yeah.
Abby's got a soccer game at 8:00.
Oh my gosh, how are you going
to
do this?
So you want the game to start at like 5:00?
Yes. Yeah. Watch it here. She texted me this morning and said, Dad, my knees are bothering me. I might not be able to play. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's rough.
That might be a good thing.
You should stay home and ice them just a little bit.
Oh my gosh, freaking amazing. What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, Heggy. We'll get NFL insider from Fox, Jordan Schultz, on with us at 3:00.
Okay, man. Love it, love it, love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Help them out by finishing up the show early so they can watch football. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Take it to the sip, Kevin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.